Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and today we're with Sabina Miller, my co-host. And actually, Sabina and I are on many different things in Great Neck together, so it's not just here on the radio. In fact, next week we have the class picnic on next Saturday, I think
Saturday.
It is. But so I know Sabina from town.
I'm the senior center.
I'm the senior center also. Yeah. And we have with us today Kelly Damiani, who happens to also be in Great Neck, who is the pharmacy manager for the Rite Aid, which is right there in the middle of town. And we've been having conversations in reference to taking pills and interactions and everything else. But Rite Aid also has a tremendous Wellness Plus program. And
we
if
do.
You would explain that to us, I think seniors should be, you know, cognizant and aware of what's going on there.
Sure, absolutely. So we've recently changed our Wellness Plus program to our Wellness Plus with Plenty loyalty program, which is more than just a savings card. You can sign up for this free service in order to unlock in-store savings, load and redeem coupons, and they'll load right to your card. Plus, we'll have valuable health and wellness benefits. As a Wellness Plus with Plenty member, you get 24/7 toll-free access to a pharmacist. If you have any questions, you can always give them a call. And over time, you can gain points, which lead up to 20% off in the store every day. You continue to earn your Wellness Plus points at Rite Aid, which is important because as you gain points, you get closer to that 20% off every day. But if you're a senior, the first Wednesday of every month is what we like to call Wellness Wednesdays. And on those Wellness Wednesdays, you get 20% off all non-prescription items, excluding cigarettes and alcohol.
Okay. Oh, anything in the store?
Anything in the store.
You know,
that's huge.
It's interesting. This is the second time in a week that I heard someone mention coupons in connection with a drugstore. I was using a private drugstore, and my doctor just gave me a new prescription, and I dropped it off, went home, and the phone rang, and it was the pharmacist who knows me, and he said, and I have a drug plan.
Sure.
So he said, you know, with the drug plan and so forth, it's going to be $297.
Ooh.
And I said, what? And he said, yeah, that's what it is. And I said to my daughter, my God, you know, another $300 a month? That's a lot of money. She said, well, call around and see if you can get coupons. I said, you don't get coupons for medications. What are you talking about? And her response to that is, because she calls me mommy, unless I'm being an idiot, and her response to that is, mother. And so I said, okay, but I let it go. And now you're mentioning coupons. What are they, and how do you get them?
Well, coupons, as far as, this is for all the items in the front of the store. So if you're buying your multivitamins or your aspirin or bread or milk or aluminum foil, that's where you're going to be seeing that savings there. As well as building points with Plenty. And these Plenty points add up to dollars. And as you get these dollars, you don't have to use them at just Rite Aid because this card goes across multiple stores. So, for instance, Macy's, ExxonMobil, AT&T, they're all included in the Plenty program. And you can gain points at any of these areas, use them at Rite Aid, or gain them at Rite Aid and use them at any of these locations. And that way you don't have to pay, you know, the full price there. As far as prescriptions go, coupons are a little bit more tricky. We can't use a majority of the coupons with Medicare-based plans. That's just a legality issue.
Right.
So with that, that's where it gets a little hairy as far as using coupons and prescriptions.
Well, I have Medicare, of course, but I have a prescription drug plan.
Sure.
Right.
If your prescription drug plan is through Medicare, though, if it's your Part D plan, which is usually what most people have, regardless of if it's, you know, contracted out to another company, those plans, unfortunately, they typically don't let us use coupons unless they're specifically geared towards those plans.
Yeah, the only time I think you find a coupon with any sort of prescription is one of these enticing ones when they're trying to get you to switch from one blood pressure to a different one.
Exactly.
They give you the first month free. Of course, the doctor has to write a new script, et cetera, et cetera. And the doctor gets credit. But most of the coupons that people are talking about is your non-prescription in-store stuff.
Exactly.
That you can get. I mean, 20% off everything else in the store is huge.
Yeah, I shop there because
yeah, that makes sense.
I know that, you know. But never entered my mind that I knew it was good for laundry detergent, dishwasher,
right, soap,
bulbs, you know. But I didn't know that it could apply in any way to the pharmacy.
Right. But actually, in reference to that, continuing on with the pharmacy, and let's say some of them can, but most of them don't. The pharmacy
exactly.
is almost a separate section. Yeah. We're getting into flu season.
We
and
are.
Immunizations.
Absolutely.
I don't know when that starts.
We're actually beginning to immunize already. I've gotten my flu shot this year. I have.
Wow. Very good.
I have. And especially reaching out to our senior community.
Is that a prescription? I don't know.
Well, the flu shot, you actually can just walk in, no appointment needed, and we can do the flu shot right away for you.
Okay.
I was going to ask if you have to make an appointment for the shot.
You don't. Anytime that we're open, you can just come on in, and we'll do it for you right away.
Wow.
It's a great service that we're, you know, has really only rolled out in recent years, that you can get, you know, immunizations at your pharmacy. And now there's quite a few immunizations that we can do within the store.
Okay.
We can do your flu shot. And then reaching out to our senior community, we can also do the pneumonia vaccine and the shingles vaccine. And you don't need a prescription for any of those any longer.
Now, when you go to the doctor, that's a copay.
Sure.
And I don't know, do they charge you for the shot? I mean, how does it work? I have no idea.
Well, what's good is we're able to bill Medicare.
Okay.
So because we can bill your plan, for the most part, you're going to walk out of there with hopefully no charge to a low charge.
Oh, okay. Perfect. And no appointment is the bigger thing.
It's very nice.
To get the flu shot, and it's, okay, next Friday at 2, and then something comes up, like, you know, God forbid you hurt your back that day, you're pushed off for 2 weeks. This way you can walk into Rite Aid and be taken care of.
Absolutely.
I'm very lackadaisical about this, and my doctor called me a couple of years ago, and he said, I want to tell you something. He said, it's okay if you went someplace else to another doctor or anything like that, but I'm looking at your chart, and you didn't have your flu shot. And you know you've had pneumonia, you have chronic bronchitis. I said, oh, I just didn't have time to get in. And he said, are you crazy? You have to have this shot. I said, okay, I'll come in. He said, I don't have any left. You know, find a place that'll do it. Well, I was down at my little drugstore and I saw flu shots here. So I went into my Rite Aid and said, do you have flu shots? And it was great.
Wow, good.
They don't even hurt you.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Absolutely. I mean, we're very concerned, especially with our senior population. 80 to 90% of deaths that occur because of the flu happen in those over the age of 65.
Really?
That's a fact straight from the CDC.
To me, 65 is a kid.
Exactly. And unfortunately, as you get older, your immune response is going to wane more and more.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's part of the reason why you need to get a flu shot every year, is that your immunity to the flu decreases over time. So you're not going to get, you know, 3 years protection out of one flu shot. You do need to get it every single year. And they actually marketed a new flu shot a couple of years ago called the high-dose flu shot, which is actually recommended for seniors because it's a more potent shot in the same amount of fluid injected into your arm. So you're going to get a greater immune response to it. And that'll help to protect you for the whole flu season.
Wow.
Now, getting it now, the peak of the flu season is around Christmas?
It is. It's usually around January.
But so a person getting it now is not at a disadvantage for the person getting it late October, Thanksgiving time?
Well, what we do recommend, and the CDC recommends as well, is to get it by October. It does take a little bit of time, about 2 weeks or so, to get to the full immunity. Your body needs to really react to the vaccine so that you do have the protection you need once flu season starts. It begins in October and it peaks in January.
Oh, okay.
So we do want to see the more people that get the shot earlier on, the more people that are going to be protected once the season starts. And that means less people that are going to have it and less people that are going to give it to someone else.
Right. And then when you say, you know, it peaks in January, well, when next year comes, do you have to wait a full year before getting another flu shot, or can you get it in July or August? Or
you can get it sooner. Usually there's going to be some sort of tweaking to the flu shot because it does only cover the most popular 3 or 4 strains of the flu that are out there. So there are strains that, you know, they're, unfortunately, the flu is constantly changing. And there's going to be strains out there that, you know, are not included in the shot. Thankfully, however, getting the shot usually primes your immune system so that if you do come in contact with these other strains of the flu, you do have some base immunity to it. So you're not going to get that bad case of the flu
right.
that you would if you hadn't gotten the shot and you'd be out for
Terrific.
2 weeks.
Right, right. I had the flu last spring it came. I went to the doctor for, I just didn't feel the best, and she said, it's just a cold or something. She said, you know, I'll take the flu, but you don't have it. She waited around, she took the test, and she said, you have the flu. This, yeah,
wow.
It was Passover time. So that's when it was April.
Wow, yeah, that can happen.
And because I remember I had to cancel something. It's like, yep, I had it then for Tamiflu or something. It's whatever. We're almost out of time. I want to talk about KidSense, which I think is a great program that you
sure.
have. Just explain it to people for
oh,
a few
absolutely.
Minutes.
So Rite Aid, one of the things that we're really proud of is that we're not just in a store. We're in the community. And one of the things we like to do is to give back. So we have a few programs that we do throughout the store, something like the Children's Miracle Network, which we do a fundraiser. If you see those little yellow balloons around the store, that's us taking in donations, and those go to local children's hospitals, as well as the KidSense program, which is an opt-in program using your card. And once you do, we can round your purchase up to the nearest dollar, and that change gets donated to programs for kids in our communities.
It's simple. And it really is. It's just pennies in your pocket.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you have 20 cents, 29 cents, whatever it
yeah.
happens to be. In the course of shopping, you've maybe have given $5 or $10 that year, which you didn't pay attention to, times the number of people
yeah.
shopping. And you see how this money works in the community with these kids in different places, these miracle organizations.
Absolutely.
It's tremendous.
Well, what I like about our Rite Aid is it's not just another chain store. You know the people when you come in. It's my drugstore. You know what I mean? My pharmacy, my... And besides, you come in for a prescription, they have great candy.
No, but that's important. Any place that really succeeds, you have to have that feeling of community.
Yeah,
you can't be... You can be a chain...
Yeah.
But be part of the community.
Absolutely.
And you could be just an individual store and be nothing because you don't pay attention. You don't say, hello, Kelly. Hello, Sabine. It's like, yes, ma'am, what do you want? It's,
yeah.
you know, it's important. People have to feel.
Absolutely. One of our mottos at Rite Aid is, with us, it's personal. And,
right, okay.
And we really try to live that.
That's important. And actually, we're out of time. Kelly, this has been wonderful, very informative,
oh,
and I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, and we'll be back. We'll do stuff. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that you have to keep in front of people, and you constantly learn. And Sabina, of course, you're going to be here for the rest of the morning with me. And it's always
yes.
a pleasure.
Yes.
Kelly, thank you very much. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.